You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Yes, Andrew Little joined me again this week for our regular chat. This week we discussed the Sensible Sentencing Trust and New Zealand First MP Derek Ball's possible private members bill. I began by asking Andrew how Winston Peters, being acting PM, is going.
He's been Deputy Prime Minister up until now, and he is at every Cabinet meeting, and when Jacinda's not there, he has chaired Cabinet committee meetings and Cabinet meetings, and he's carrying on doing that. But he's very good. He's very effective as a chair and as a builder of consensus around the table. So, he's great.
Not affecting your role at all?
Not at all, no. I work pretty closely with Winston on a couple of things. One of those is Pike River. And there's other things as well, and we met last week with a bunch of other ministers. He's delegated me a particular task to do, which we'll sort of get some detail out about fairly soon. But I work very well with Winston. I have a great deal of respect for him.
Great. Talking about New Zealand First, Derek Ball has a members' bill submitted to the ballot that would introduce a demerit system for youth offenders that could see them offered court or a Defence Force boot camp when they amassed a certain number of points. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, this has been discussed before, and I know it came up in the coalition negotiations. It didn't make its way into a coalition agreement. I think, look, we all agree with Derek that there's more stuff we can be doing at the youth justice level of our justice system, and more options for to refer young offenders into to prevent them heading into the.
But this is quite a sort of tough on crime, I suppose, way to do it.
Yeah, and I think so. There's issues about this particular, some of the details of this particular proposal. His idea about having good interventions and a kind of an escalating response to encourage young offenders to kind of get back on the straight and narrow. And as a matter of principle, look, it's the intention is good. I think it's about working out the details so that the consequences aren't disproportionate. And I think the other, he's very keen to see young people who, because of their circumstances or the family or household they've grown up in, haven't had a level of discipline to give them a disciplined environment, to give them a set of routines and so on. And that's, look, I think we'd like to see that. But the kind of the limited service volunteer programs are helpful for some young people, but not for everyone. So I think it's about making sure that the what we do and the kind of options that are open to those running the criminal justice system are varied, but it doesn't mean the same thing is going to have the same impact on every person. And it's about making sure there's that kind of diversity.
And you said it came up in coalition talks. Do you feel this bill would have the support of the whole of New Zealand First if it were to get packed?
I can't speak for them, but I know that there was enough concern about some of the detail of this particular bill to say, look, this just needs more work. And I've had some discussions with Derek about it. We'll continue to have discussions. And it may well be that we will look at something that provides a level of intervention, that provides sort of an escalating response for young offenders, but with a different nature of response, and trial that somewhere and work with the police in a particular district to see, to try it out and see what works and what doesn't. And I've certainly raised that with Derek, that that's a way we could kind of look at what aspects of his bill might work and which just wouldn't be right in our criminal justice system.
Because he's also said that New Zealand First doesn't believe the youth justice system is achieving what it needs to, despite youth crime rates dropping significantly in the last few years. Do you think the youth justice system is effective?
I'm not quite sure exactly what he means by that. I mean, I think we can always do better, and if you have a look, we've had the advent of the Rangatahi courts recently. We've got the police have initiated the iwi justice panels. There's those sorts of initiatives out there. I think a lot of young offenders, the first port of call is a family group conference. That works for some young offenders. It doesn't work for others. What I take from Derek and the discussions I've had with him is that he wants more options available to deal with young offenders. And when I talk to judges and others, actually they say that. They say, look, we would like more options available. So making sure that for some young offenders, there are responses that are better than perhaps others that are on the table at the moment. So it's just about finding some useful, constructive responses so that we can keep driving that youth offending rate down and stop young people getting into the adult criminal justice system.
I suppose with this and the three strikes law disagreement, how far apart are your two parties on justice reform?
Oh, look, we're not far apart at all. We're both totally committed to what it takes to, you know, stop sending more and more people to prison. And that requires doing the right things at the right time. We're all agreed on that. We are all agreed that there is a chunk of the prison population that would benefit while they're inside, you know, doing the penance for what they have done wrong, but actually getting treatment for some of the underlying problems so that when they come out, the risk of reoffending is much lower. We all get that, and we all want to see that happening. We want to see offenders who, for whatever reason, the life they've entered into, that we make every effort to get them doing constructive sorts of things rather than just sort of locking them up in a cell for 23 hours. We're all agreed on that. So, look, we've got a program of reform that we'll put together, and I'm totally confident that, you know, we're all committed to achieving some good ends and some good results.
I suppose they're sort of coming at it from a tough-on-crime stance. Well, so far from what we can see, they've got some quite tough-on-crime views, whereas you're going, or Labour seems to be wanting to go in the opposite direction. Doesn't this make things quite difficult?
No, I mean, the language of tough-on-crime is interesting. We're all tough on, reducing reoffending. I mean, that's the kind of the insult to the public about all this, is that whatever we've done over the last 30 years, it hasn't changed our reoffending rate. And then when you have a look at it, it's pretty obvious why, because what we're doing with people, with a lot of offenders, we're not doing anything to change who they are, to give them a chance to lead a better life. Actually dealing with that stuff, that's the tough stuff, and we're all committed to doing that. And we know there's a constituency out there that just wants to hear about kind of locking more people up and maybe even doing worse than that. But we know from bitter experience that simply is not working, and is not working in enough cases, and that's why we have the seriously high reoffending rate that we do. We're an outlier when it comes to reoffending rates. That tells you that we're not doing the right things in our justice system.
And you've recently made some negative comments about the Sensible Sentencing Trust, and said you've not met with them all year. Do you feel they, and I suppose quite hardline groups like them, have had too much influence over justice policy in the past?
Look, we met with them, myself and some other ministers, met with them at the end of last year. They haven't sought a meeting this year, as far as I'm aware, and I certainly haven't made the effort to meet with them. I think when Garth McVicar, the head, made comments about the police shooting in Auckland earlier this year, I think a lot of people a lot of police officers were insulted by it. He kind of gave the impression that police like nothing more than to find somebody to kind of shoot up. That's actually not the way our police, police difficult situations, and I think that added to some of the previous experiences, things that he has said, submitting to the Select Committee looking at the marriage equality bill, that marriage equality will lift criminal offending rates. I mean, this is just nutty stuff, and I think for all the good work the Sensible Sentencing Trust has done, particularly about giving a stronger voice to victims, a better voice to victims, there's some nuttiness that has gone with it that I just don't think. Well, I think what it shows is some unhealthy values that we don't need in the debate about criminal justice reform. I'm very clear that we can do a lot more and a lot better for victims of crime, and I think you'll see as we put our package together, you'll see a very strong element to that. But I'm not sure that in their current state and form, the Sensible Sentencing Trust is bringing anything useful to the table.
Because they recently took out a whole page ad in the New Zealand Herald asking you to reconsider appealing the three strikes law. It was quite an emotive ad. Do you think you're losing the battle of ideas against groups like this?
No, and I don't. I think certainly not with that group. And I certainly don't think we're losing the battle of ideas. I get a lot of correspondence from people saying, "Yeah, look, about time. Actually, we do need to think differently." And when I talk to groups, and the more New Zealanders I talk to, and say, "Look, here's actually the situation: we're sending this many people to prison. We've got this many people remanded in custody. Only 41% of those who were remanding in custody never end up getting a custodial sentence once they're sentenced." And we have a 60% reoffending rate. Most people shake their heads and say, "What? How can we even call this a success?" Because it's not. So, and look, that letter that they put in the so-called open letter they put in the New Zealand Herald was just full of mistruths, frankly. Characterising what we're doing as letting out dangerous criminals. Well, actually, and we know that the debate on criminal justice reform is going to have those elements to it. People are going to say that sort of stuff. We're already hearing it from the National Party. How many murders and rapists are you going to let out? See, that's not what this is about. This is about the people whose offending never makes a headline. The people who go to prison are never the subject of a media story, but are people who, because they've been exposed to violence from a young age, they've been exposed to drugs, they've made some dumb choices, but they can do some good things if we give them the chance, if we create the opportunity for them to change who they are and what they're doing. And there is a chunk of the prison population, not all of them by any stretch, but a chunk of them, that if we spend a bit of time and effort doing that, then we can reduce the prison population, and actually we can stop, or we can reduce reoffending, and therefore have fewer victims of crime. And if there's one thing that the criminal justice system has to focus on, it is about making sure we have fewer victims of crime.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.